This is KCUR 89.3. Finding thoughtful ways to welcome new audiences is a goal of many arts organizations. The Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art is hoping to expand its reach with an unusual offering. A collaboration between musician Paul Rudy and the Kemper invites museum goers to discover the art in meditation. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports.
An electronic soundscape greets Sunday afternoon visitors to the Kemper Museum. Some are carrying yoga mats as they walk into the main gallery and settle in on the floor. Musician and composer Paul Rudy stands in front of a large-scale collage of rice paper and wooden shelves lined with ceramics. Rudy's tall, dressed in all white, with a golden scarf. He chooses an instrument and the musical meditation experience begins. Museum visitor Bobby Martin says she came to the Kemper because she was intrigued by the unique combination of meditation and art.
Things like this allow me to let go of some of the agitation and find a new place, a more harmonious place inside of myself.
Erin Jedgetts is the Kemper's Director of Curatorial Affairs. She says programming like this connects visitors with art in unexpected ways.
Paul has a great following. He has people who know him as a fabulous sound designer and as a sound practitioner. And so I really wanted to engage his audience.
Paul Rudy teaches music composition at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. And a visit to Rudy's office is a sonic adventure of its own. Music from a wind harp and other sounds recorded at Rudy's farm in Perry, Kansas, drift in from speakers in the corner.
Sound meditation has actually helped me understand that what I do and all this stuff is facilitate experience, whether it's visual or audio-visual or vibrationally experiential. Hello, geese. And so going back to the Kemper, like being in there with the art, responding to the art, and the people responding to art is the ultimate experience.
This is Rudy's second Art Sounds meditation event at the Kemper. And Erin Jedgetts says Rudy's just full of musical surprises.
My question would be, what instrument is he not bringing? Because last time he had a gong. I think he had like a didgeridoo last time. He also had created some scores on his computer ahead of time. So it's a lot of like electronic media. You know, I think he uses anything and everything that's available to him, but is super responsive to how he wants to use those and how he engages with the work in the show.
About 24 people participated on this day, like Tian Pham, who says that the combination of art and relaxation was just what she needed to unwind after a hectic work week.
We all live busy lives, and I don't really take a moment in my day to just not do anything and just kind of relax. What most people do is just maybe watch Netflix or go out for drinks with their friends, but not just really a moment to just reflect and just be at ease with yourself and your mind.
Paul Rudy's challenge on this Sunday was to perform alongside the diverse artwork of 6 ceramic-based artists in the exhibit called A Whisper of Where It Came From. As part of researching the performance, Rudy honed in on artist Mark Cooper's large-scale collage.
So there's lots of different materials. There's wood, there's ceramics, there's paper, there's fabric. It's like all these different materials, and that's what I do in sound. I bring a lot of different materials together and try to make them cohesive in a single space, you know, which for me is time.
It was just this kind of interaction with the paintings and sculpture on display that first drew Jedgetts to Rudy's music.
Giving people a multi-sensory experience is really important, but I also think it's just really fun to broaden the way we think about our exhibitions.
After an hour of meditation, a few people wandered around the exhibit space to get a closer look at the art on the walls. Like Anne Burkhardt.
I feel like I've been in a cave today. There's been rain, there's been water elements. And then you look at the artwork and it looks as if, you know, the remnants of a fire and pottery and tools and pieces of horn, it looks like. So altogether, it was a great journey for a Sunday afternoon.
Paul Rudy says this is the kind of musical exploration that fuels his work.
This is the stuff that, you know, gets me out of bed and keeps me going because it's stuff that I can't design always. It's stuff that I can't predict. It's stuff that can't predict me. Like, I feel like I'm born again. Like, all this creative foam is, like, boiling and really interesting stuff is coming out of it.
And Rudy says he hopes that the music he creates gives people a deeper connection to the art in the galleries. For KCUR 89.3, this is Julie Deneche.